What's up, guys? We are back with Here's the Sitch, another broadcast during the quarantine of 2020. I'm Mike.
And I'm Lauren, and it seems like this quarantine of 2020 may be the full year.
Well, that is definitely seems like a situation, honey, and that's why we are here today, and here is the Sitch.
What are we diving into?
Well, part of the country is reopening, and New Jersey is still closed. But I did see on the news yesterday that they are starting to reopening New Jersey. I don't know. I'm partly a bit shook because everyone's talking about this second wave.
Yeah, I do think there will be a second wave. I think it's only natural for the pandemic to kind of go in a, what is it, an ebb and flow type chart, where you have waves of it going down and then coming back once people start to go back to work and go back to routines.
Is that what ebb and flow means?
Ebb and flow means like a wave, like up and down.
Okay.
It's like life, ebbs and flows.
Okay, all right, thank you. All
yes, right. That's what that means.
Right, there you go, guys. Word of the day is ebb and flow. Yeah, so I'm a bit shook and about the country reopening because they say there is a second wave coming. So
I do think that it's inevitable.
Yes.
Kind of like Thanos.
Okay, yeah, I do agree with that. What can people do to prepare for a second wave?
That's a great question. Mm-hmm. And I think that is a really important question.
It is.
Because
it's what I think about.
Yep. And there's a lot that we can do, guys. My mom texted me this morning. And
here's the tea, guys.
Yeah.
Mom texted.
And she is the respiratory therapist.
And here's the sitch.
Yep. So she texted me and said her COVID test for if she had COVID and also if she previously had the COVID antibodies that show that she survived it and was thriving after it, and they came up negative for both. Now, not only is that great news, but it's actually incredible news because if you've been listening to Here's the Sitch podcast episodes, you know that she is a frontline medical worker and she spends 12 hours a day treating all COVID patients only. Mm-hmm. So what that means is the PPE, the personal protective equipment, is working, which means wear your mask, wash your hands, stay optimistically cautious.
Yeah, and if you could stay home, you know.
And yes, if you can stay home, stay home.
Also, I want to know that are we going to have to stay home until they find a vaccine? Is this where they're getting at? Because it's been a couple months now. It's been about at least 3 months. And it seems that we are going to be in this particular situation until they find a vaccine.
Yeah, it's an interesting question because once you throw a vaccine in, then it's...
Are you going to be the guinea pig to get that vaccine? Because I'll be honest with you, I'm not. Yeah. I actually think...
We didn't even talk about this yet,
think that I would like to get that antibody test, when we could.
Right.
You know? I actually think I may have had coronas.
I think I had it too.
In prison. And it really didn't affect me, to be honest with you. Yeah.
That early? Because you got out in September.
I did get out in September, yeah.
I don't know.
But some people say that it might have been, circulating since, I don't know, was it December?
It could have been circulating then. Yeah. Who really knows what is happening?
It's insane times, guys. I think in a couple years, obviously granted that we all survived this, that we're going to be talking about this to our kids and our grandkids.
Epically.
That we survived the quarantine of 2020 where we were introduced to a worldwide pandemic, murder hornets in the streets. And what else is there? What else is there besides murder hornets? Oh, UFOs on the news. We didn't even blink an eye when the UFOs came out. That's how serious of a situation we've been in the past 3 months.
We're facing harder wars right now.
Yeah, the authorities said, all right, let's tell them about UFOs. And we didn't even blink an eye because we've been locked up technically for 3 months. And, it's really not that bad for me because I've just gotten out of prison, for doing 8 months. Did my time with grace in class. And if you're listening, take a note. I also paid my fines and restitutions. But now during this quarantine, I'm home with my wife. I'm grateful. I'm not stuck at home. I'm safe at home.
Right.
And
it's all about perspective.
Yeah, exactly. So that is sort of my rant for the day. What, in other news, I know we wanted to talk about some other news. And this is going to go or segue into the day of here's the sitch, and we're talking about comparison. And people are like, why are you talking about comparison? I'm going to say comparison is the thief of joy.
Oh, that's my number God. One. It and, sure is. And that should be the definition of it.
And this podcast is all about positivity, being your best self, and hopefully eventually living your best life. So that's what this is. This is the positive podcast you never knew you needed. And we're talking about everything and anything that you can do to, like I said, live your best life. So, honey, please tell us. I want you to break out that article that you broke out to me.
Oh, damn.
And I want to dissect this because we're going to talk about comparison.
I got to take a deep breath for this one.
We talk all about, all the time, things to do to sort of be happy in life. Smile. You know, find that peace and purpose in life. And comparison is something that you just don't do. Okay? You stay in your lane and you run your own race. What God has planned for you guys, no man can take away.
Facts.
Okay?
It's
now,
the truth.
Honey, let's hear about a little bit of some current events. Now, I'm going to preface this by saying I never talk about other people because, to be honest with you, I'm so busy sort of improving myself. They have no time to talk about others. But this right here is an example. This is an example.
This is an educational example.
This is not only a distraction, but it is also an example of comparisons. What you should not do.
Exactly. So as a lot of you may have heard over the past week or so, a woman named Allison Roman, who is a chef.
And I'm also going to say I never heard of this woman.
I hadn't either
until
prior
now,
to this.
And there's nothing wrong with that. There's always people that you never heard of, but this is the wrong way for me to hear about you.
Right. Okay.
You're now on Here's the Sitch podcast with the situation talking about what not to do.
Well, exactly. We're doing this example for educational purposes.
Yes.
We're not discrediting anybody
yes.
or anything like that.
Yeah.
So she is a chef and she has successful cookbooks. She's a New York Times correspondent or columnist.
Kudos.
With recipes and also in Bon Appetit magazine.
Kudos to you.
So pretty established on her own.
Yeah.
She was being interviewed to promote her own work.
Okay. Sounds good so far, guys.
And the interviewer, now the headlines, let's just give you what happened here, brass tacks. The headlines that came out that brought my attention to this was that Allison Roman slammed Marie Kondo and Chrissy Teigen.
Oh my goodness, Chrissy Teigen's.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to, just 1 second, honey. I'm going to just stop you real quick. First of all, I am a fan of Chrissy Teigen. I do know her. I have met them and the Legend family. But first off, you never talk trash about a family named the Legend. The Legends. they just don't do that. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a no-win situation. You're going to talk about the Legend family? Like, they're both, in my opinion, icons in the business and have been for a very long time. So let's continue the story.
Yeah. So the headlines read that Allison Roman slammed Marie Kondo and Chrissy Teigen by insulting the empires that they've built on their own. And she specifically kind of called them sellouts.
Oh my goodness,
and
sellouts.
And said that they just slapped their names on products and hired people to run a content farm. And that's how they got all these extra businesses or side hustles in the food space. And then Marie Kondo, respectively, in the organizational space. So she said some really choice words.
Hold on a second, honey. Because with all these flavors, and you chose to be salty. And I just spoke about, you know, before we even got into this article, stay in your own lane and run your own race. Being grateful for what you have will attract other blessings and other, you know, things. Now, what I'm hearing right now, I'll be honest with you, I'm not condoning this behavior at all. And I don't think that this woman, which is the first time I'm hearing of her, I don't think she's had media training. And if she has not, I'm giving out tips this year for holidays. I'm going to tell her that you need some media training. And we haven't even finished with the story. And I'm going to say a gift certificate to a good therapist.
I couldn't agree more. You took the words right out of my mouth.
All right, continue on.
So I'm not going to get into the verbiage of the interview, but listen, I'm in the public eye with my husband, and a lot of times headlines are to get clickbait and are kind of like teasers of of just some salacious exaggeration. Mm-hmm. And then when you read the article, it really isn't what went down. Mm-hmm. So I did my research and I read mm-hmm. the real article. And while I was reading the real interview, I was astounded by the lack of respect she had for herself to the and insecurity to the point where she had to put down other successful women.
Oh.
And the interviewer kept giving her an opportunity to bring it back to her business and what are your goals and what would you like to do? And she just kept getting extremely distracted by comparing herself to something that she's not.
I don't think that she has heard, honey, that we rise by lifting others.
Mm-hmm.
Saltiness only seasons my sauce, and they haven't even heard of this. All right, honey. I'm merely just the background, screaming in the back. Okay, keep going.
So the point of me bringing attention to this, I'm not trying to spread any of the negativity. Since this has come out, Chrissy was really hurt. She looked up to this woman. This woman didn't even know that. Also, this woman was actually sold a TV show, mm-hmm. and she was being interviewed to promote such TV show. And because we're in quarantine and everything's on hold, she didn't even know that Chrissy signed on to help executive produce such show.
My God.
So she was really poisoning her own dish.
Oh my God.
You
goodness.
Know what I mean? With the toxic negativity. But with all that being said, she put out a very well-written apology that was pages long that I read. And I was...
Question is,
yes.
Did she write this...
Did
someone else write it for her? And there's nothing for that. You know, there's nothing wrong with that because it happens all the time in our business.
Right.
But if your first instinct is to bash somebody, I don't know.
The entire interview.
I don't know. You know, you let your emotions rule your intelligence, obviously.
That's a good
one. I don't know if you're going to come back with such an articulate response. Obviously, you hired some publicity firm. Not saying obviously. Because I don't know. Possibly. Let's say possibly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Because your first response was piss poor.
Right.
Piss poor.
And the reason why I really respected the apology, especially because she got to the root of the issue, whether it was her or, like you said, a publicist writing for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to read one line of it. She said, "I asked myself a lot this weekend why I said what I said. Why couldn't I express myself without tearing someone else down?"
Yep, exactly.
"I definitely could have, and I'm embarrassed I didn't."
Same.
She said,
This is
the key. "Among the many uncomfortable things I've begun processing is the knowledge that my comments were rooted in my own insecurity."
Oh my God, a bitter root will only produce a bitter fruit. She definitely would have benefited from a good therapist. And I don't like to, this is merely just an example and me sort of commenting on this particular situation. We have a podcast and this is just what we do. We talk about current events. We talk about different ways for what you not to do.
Well, I think this is the reason why we're spending so much time on this and dissecting it is to use it as a learning example.
Yes.
Because some people are not going to therapy. Some people maybe think there's a stigma in it. But when my husband says go to therapy, he's saying better yourself.
Yes.
You know, he's not saying you're crazy and
you
need help.
Uh-huh.
We don't stigmatize that.
Some
we think that's a positive.
Some people shun therapy. They have no
a
idea
lot
what,
of people do.
They have no idea what therapy is all about. It's merely expanding your way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wish that they didn't teach anything like this in high school or college.
No, they should.
They should.
They really
Another
should.
Thing they should add to
people.
It is how to file your taxes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to get on that subject, but that's another thing that they should do.
It's another episode, I feel like.
Yeah.
But listen, so she made her apology. All is well in the Twitter world. And
didn't Chrissy take a break from Twitter?
Chrissy blocked. No, sorry. Chrissy, then after this article came out, she was so devastated. She went private on Twitter.
Oh, my goodness.
And then there were all these jokes about someone who has over 12 million followers going private.
Oh, please.
But she even explained that one and said, you know, there's still, even with that many followers, there's still many people that hate on you. And she wanted a minute.
She's definitely, I mean, listen, obviously something like this is not the most positive, but anyone that's been in the business for 10 years or more, which I believe they have been, they know that saltiness only seasons the sauce. They know that when people talk about you, even if it's negative, it's just, I mean, it only, I don't want to say help your brand. I mean, weigh in on this.
Well, I think it's going to be an interesting
fallout. You have people talking about you, and that's what you want.
That's true. It's in a really negative context.
I know,
but
if you're in the business for the long term, there's going to be
exactly.
ups and downs.
And look
you know, I've been the villain before. And now things have turned around. Right. Now and I am the hero.
And the craziest thing to me, which didn't really get picked up heavily in the media, is the fact that Chrissy signed on to EP this show she sold. So that means to say, when quarantine is over, are they going to be working together?
Wait a second.
And then making headlines that they have this great successful show.
I don't know. This, you know what?
Life has funnier things have happened.
You just wet my beak.
Right.
So you're telling me that Chrissy is an EP on her show?
Yeah, but I think signed on once it was sold.
She signed on once it was sold? Right.
The thing is,
I'm a big conspiracy theorist.
Allison is not fluent in entertainment business yet. Uh-huh. So she said in the article, I have an entertainment business person manager, but I don't have anyone helping me with this, helping me with that. Oh, she was so negative in that article. It literally made my skin crawl. But anyway, she's not familiar with the ways of the entertainment world, and she just sold her first show. So she hasn't even gotten to the process of, you know, all the people involved in it.
Wasn't she speaking negative about, everything?
Everything.
I could have sworn I saw the article and I was like, oh my goodness.
She made it seem like, all right, I don't want to harp on it anymore, but she made it seem like
selling her show and...
She made it seem like you can't run a large fan base or Instagram or social media account without selling out and giving other people the creative control over it. I mean, everybody has their hands in their own social media, whether they have people help them or not. So that was a really, really, what's the word? Narrow-minded way to look at something when there's so much opportunity out there. And we come from the school of thought, my husband and I, and everyone we employ, our management, our team, comes from the point of view where there is enough for everyone's success.
Oh, yes, thank you.
There is no cap on the amount of success you can get in any world, in entertainment, in the food space, in the reality space, in any business that you're in. There is enough room for everybody to succeed. And once you kind of wrap your head around that and face that fact, you'll never have to step on people to find your path.
Exactly. I think the phrase is, seek respect, not attention. It lasts longer. And that is the way that I operate in life. And my whole life has not been perfect. You know, in my 20s, I was arrogant. And how old is this woman?
She's 34.
Oh,
so I was, that's another place, right. Time. She's my age. And I was kind of, I was embarrassed for her because I was thinking all of the ups and downs I've lived. And I shouldn't say that because I shouldn't be comparing. There you go again. But I was like, you know, sometimes I think I'm wise beyond my years because of the experiences I've had and that have pushed me to go outside my comfort zone and grow and evolve. And this woman who is almost the same exact age as me has a lot of deep insecurity issues to move past. It sounded like a very young woman. It really didn't sound like someone in their 30s. Speaking.
Well, you know what? Listen, at the end of the day, she's a human being, and hopefully she turns this L into a lesson, you know? I mean, that's just the fact of the matter.
Yeah, with the amount of attention it got, I think she has no other choice but to. So it could be a huge turning point in her life.
And also, she gets some media training, so this doesn't happen again.
Can we elaborate on that? Because she snuck that in before.
I don't think people know what media training is. When you get into entertainment and you have a popular show and you start getting interviewed, the big networks are going to send you to what they call media training. Okay.
And what is that?
I remember all my friends would make fun of each other for those that if you're an interview and someone asks you a question and someone just gives a very non-politically correct answer that could affect the show, it could affect their career, it could affect everyone's career, it could get the show, you know, canceled. So that's why you go through media training. And a couple of my castmates have definitely needed media training. And we have gotten media training. I've been in media training for 10 years. I don't even think they even give it to us anymore. But that's also why you have publicists too.
Yes.
Publicists are there behind the scenes to make sure that if you say something that is just out of line.
Strike from the record.
Strike it from the record, please. Please, I beg of you. Take it down, please.
I object.
And it happens all the time. Even to this day, I pride myself on giving a good interview, very positive. But every now and then you feel a little loose of the tongue.
Loosey-goosey.
A little loosey-goosey, and you start giving some more information than you should have. And then the next thing you know, the publicist's eyes in back of the room is like, oh my God, I have a situation now. And it still happens to this day. I just wanted to give you the definition of a publicist. Obviously, they also do many other things, but, you know, source out, work and other things like that. But that's just a quick little definition there.
So would you suggest that media training could be something valuable to everybody, whether they're in the media or not?
I don't even think that people even know that media training exists. If you're not in the business, you definitely don't know.
Right. You definitely don't, why I wanted you to expand on it. But I think people would benefit, like everybody. I feel like it's life training. Maybe it should be an elective in high school.
Here's an example.
Like how to communicate with
people. Here's an example of media training right here. If you have not seen the Tiger King last episode, okay, the last episode where they're doing a Q&A with
Joel McHale.
And you are just shocked and mortified from their answers. And you're just like, oh my God, that is called no media training. And listen, it could be sort of a positive thing in the beginning. Because you're raw. That's how to get attention. That's how to get ratings.
Right.
But if you want to survive
longevity,
they're definitely season two getting your ass some media training for sure.
Yeah.
Just, you know, the way it is.
I think everybody could benefit from it because it's just really how to communicate your feelings and thoughts concisely while making sense and while not insulting anyone when your intentions are definitely not to insult anybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, but it is a lot easier said than done, guys.
Well, besides that, honey, when it comes to comparisons, I also wanted to bring up, you know, some of the things that have happened in our life. We never really compared our life or what we were going through to anyone else. We went through some really, you know, tough battles recently. And, you know, for instance, tonight's Jersey Shore episode is going to show that we moved into our dream home. Or the episode that just happened.
The episode that just happened, you guys really got to see us making a huge milestone in our personal life. And what that was.
Well, the whole Jersey Shore family vacation has been our comeback. The whole series. 1, 2, 3, even, you know, going into 4, which we're going into right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been your comeback, but it's very sweet to include your wife in that.
Oh my God, honey, you are the brains in this operation, okay? I am merely just
the handsome
muscle. Mosey is number one.
Mosey is number one.
He is our mascot.
Yeah, so Mosey gets fed first, before we even do anything else in the morning. Like, Mosey is taken out. Mosey is fed. Mosey gets his glucosamine for his joints, his vitamins.
The man gets glucosamine.
He gets fish oil every day.
That says something about the family. When the dog is getting vitamins, that means, you know, the family's got their shit together.
Yeah.
I mean, if the dog is getting glucosamine and he also gets fish oil too. Yeah. When I feed the dog, guys, she tells me, did he get his fish oils and did he get his glucosamines? So that tells you we got our shit together.
Yeah. So Mosey comes first and he is so happy that we made this move because while we were living in the apartment and saving our money, you know, Mosey didn't have a lot of room. So I had him always outside or just trying to stay active. But now that he has his own property, you know, he doesn't go on a leash anymore. We just let him run out and he loves it outside. It's perfect for him.
It comes me back to a quote that I love. Work so hard to get the backyard your dog deserves.
Exactly.
And now Mosey, after years of climbing many mountains, we are now in our dream home and we're excited for everyone to see the episode, which obviously is the episode that just passed because today is Thursday. It is Thursday, but while listening to this episode, Tuesday. It will be Tuesday today.
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
So we hope you enjoyed last week's Jersey Shore episode and we know that you guys are always asking for tours of the house and all sorts of information because it is our first home and it's our forever home.
Yep.
And we share everything with you guys. So we definitely will share all of that with you. It just takes a while, as most of you homeowners will know, to yep. furnish a home and finalize, you know, decorating yeah. and all that kind of stuff. Mm. So we're definitely going to share it. I hope that you really enjoyed getting a sneak peek of it last week. And we love it.
Yeah.
We love it so much that we talk about like vacations and trips and like things post quarantine. And we're like, yeah, we'll just stay here.
You know what? We're just,
let's just have people over.
We're just very proud of ourselves, of all the hard work that we've done. And like I said, we've built ourselves back up from the bottom up to now yeah. to our dream home. So it's we have a really good story. It's just what it is. And I'm
so
proud.
Very hard.
I'm proud of our friends who are family today. I'm proud of Jersey Shore Family Vacation that's on MTV. That is, I said last week, the number one reality show on Thursday, and actually the number one cable show on mm-hmm. TV, which is really awesome. So we're very excited that once this, these pandemic restrictions are lifted, we can continue on to start filming the new season.
Yes.
But if you guys were listening to last week, which was on Here's the Sitch, we were talking about showers. And I want to go back to the poll because we had released our number for you guys to call for questions and topics and for us to get, you know, for you guys to give us feedback. Really quick, honey, what is that number so that it can continue to call?
Oh, I have to find that.
All right. Besides this, the poll was that during quarantine and I guess even before quarantine, are you a one shower a day person? Are you a two shower a day? Maybe even a three shower. Are you a no shower a day person? Now, I am not going to shower shame people, but we got the feedback, guys. And here's the sitch. Are you ready, guys? All right, honey, let's hear the first caller.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Lauren. This is Christy. I'm a listener in North Carolina. I just wanted to chime in on the shower thing because it's really weird. Like, some days I don't take a shower. Well, okay, let's just preface this. If I'm going to the office, I take a shower every day, every morning. Most nights I take a shower before I go to bed because I feel like grimy, like you've been at work all day. But during COVID, things have gotten pretty lax around here. Like I'm dry shampooing. I'm trying to train my hair with dry shampoo. So I've been like dry shampooing my hair instead of washing it, which also feels really gross. I feel like if you wash your body but not your hair, it's even grosser. But anyways, all right, I digress. So I shower when I'm going to the office every morning for sure. Most nights I shower just because I feel gross after I get home, even though I don't do anything. But during quarantine, things have gotten pretty gross. I'm not going to lie. But I do put on clean underwear no matter what. So hope you guys are great. Be safe. Bye.
Oh, all right. So okay. Pre-quarantine, she was a focused individual. She did two showers a day, uh-huh. which I'd highly suggest. Uh-huh. One pre-work, one post-work before you get in bed.
Wow.
Okay, so morning and evening. I applaud that, Christy. But she said things have gotten pretty gross mm-hmm. during quarantine.
Okay, well, listen, and this is Christy, right, honey?
Christy,
it's time to reel her back in. Let's reel her back in because you, especially during quarantine, you are your own boss. You are your own motivation, your own coach, and et cetera. And I think a shower schedule is important to feel your best and continue during these months in quarantine.
Yeah, I think it adds structure to your day, mm-hmm. you know? It gives you some kind of schedule.
Exactly.
And even if you're not physically dirty, if you didn't work out, if you didn't go outside and do some gardening, even if you laid on the couch all day, you just will feel better.
I still think that wow. things are going to, like, what's the word? Get out of hand. You know, things are just going to get out of hand.
Then you're not, who knows what's happening with your certain areas.
Yeah. No, but even that, if you're not showering, let's say bills are coming to the house.
Yeah.
You may not be handling your bills just from that, you know, being awake and alert and clean. Maybe the house is not clean now. Maybe this is affecting relationships. So I think, for me, my suggestion is to just keep that in the forefront, to always shower and keep yourself ready.
All right, let's hear a male perspective, because right, I feel like the women are a lot better
before
at
we go
staying
into
hygienic
that, I want to say that my shower experience is an experience. It is
You're the exception to that rule. You're like overly shower. I'm saying men.
But this is what I have learned from sobriety and all of my years climbing mountains, that my shower is an experience. I'm doing stretches. I'm doing squats. And I'm not saying that you guys should be doing these things. But I am motivated and focused to get ready for my day, regardless of quarantine or no quarantine. Life is a battle, and you need to be ready. All right, next caller.
Hi, my name is Mike, and I just wanted to call in and respond to the question that y'all posed as far as whether people are, what folks' new showering habits are. I would say I'm probably not too much different than most folks, but I've been kind of on an A-B schedule where A week, B week. A week, I don't do dishes, I don't bathe, I don't do anything. Except for play video games and smoke weed, that's it. And then B week, take a shower, get ready every single day, pretend like I'm going to work, still basically do nothing, but I feel better about, like, being a real person. So I've been going on again, off again. So personally, that works for me. Y'all have a nice day.
Well, guys, shout out to Mike for his A and B schedules. Now, right off the bat.
Very creative.
I give him like an A+ for originality.
A for effort.
Yeah, I really do. And to each his own, I guess. He has an A and B week. Would you like to describe to our listeners in case they didn't even grasp what he was saying?
Yeah, so it sounded like his A week, which I think would be the week that you succeed. But his A week is where he doesn't bathe. Mm. He doesn't do the dishes. He just plays video games and smokes weed.
I guess it's all about priorities in life, right?
I guess so.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
But then on his B week, he showers daily.
And does everything.
No, he said he showers daily. Well, yeah, he showers daily.
He does all the chores and stuff. He does what he needs to do. So technically, honey, listen, he's saying he has an A and B week, right? So he's saying that half the week he's performing and the other half he's not. Let's take that for the whole year. Okay? So this man, which Mike, I love you, brother, for calling. Thank you so much. We'd love to hear different perspectives. Half of the year?
Six months.
He is motivated and focused and handling everything. But then the other 6 months,
he's not bathing.
He's not doing anything. So let's break that down. If you know, that means half of his life, he is not focused and not motivated and not doing anything. And the other half, he is playing video games and smoking weeds.
Listen, if he's happy, he sounded very happy.
He sounded happy
sweet
as fuck.
Man.
He did sound like this.
Shout out to Mike. He didn't sound like, you know, a miserable person. He sounded like he was enjoying his life.
Great disposition.
He had, that was his version of moderation.
Yes.
And he found out what works for him.
Yeah.
But I do want to point out the one thing that he did say about those B weeks.
What?
When he said, I shower, I do the dishes, I get dressed, I pretend I'm going to work. I still do absolutely nothing because I'm in quarantine, but I feel better about it.
Mm,
so I think that's the key word there. You may think that your routine is working great for you, but if you're learning that you feel better on your B week, which is when you're taking care of yourself and taking care of your home and taking a little more pride in yourself and everything you own, maybe start implementing that B week year round.
And you know what? You can't knock Mike. I'm not going to do it. Life is a marathon and not a sprint. And this is how this man is fighting life. He is doing small victories and he is saying, you know what? I am saving my strength. Okay. For B week or A week?
A week is the off week for some reason. Because he really loves the off week.
Wow, I love to hear other people's perspectives, guys, and so should you, because we're all in this together, this thing we call life, and it's always good to hear what other people are doing. In case you want to try this A and B week, it doesn't necessarily work for me. But I thank you so much, Mike, for calling. Who do we got up next, honey?
Okay. We're gonna switch over to your mask question. Remember we were asking about people who wear masks while they're riding alone in their car?
Oh, I thought you were going to hit me with a really deep question about people wearing facades, which we will eventually get, because unbeknownst to the listener right now, and I'm sure you guys know that you've been listening to all these Here's the Sitch podcasts, but we are really deep people, really big thinkers, unbeknownst to some of the characters that you've seen on some of the TV shows I've been on.
All right, so we got Mikey talking about masks in the car.
Hey, Mike and Lauren. Okay, here's the thing. This is Mikey, by the way, from New Jersey. Here's the thing with the mask and driving. I don't understand it either, but I have a few theories. One is that I think people are just comfortable. It's just comfortable to wear that mask around while driving. I don't know, maybe there's like a kind of scent going on in there, or you're walking around with it all the time, you know? It's like if you're wearing a hat, you're not going to go into the car and take your hat off. Keep it on. It's just kind of on there. But I've started to just kind of look around and see who's wearing the mask in the car and why are they wearing the mask in the car. But I'm going to guess that it's like a comfort thing. That would be my guess.
Yeah, that's a good guess.
Well, you know, and if you guys didn't listen to Here's the Sitch, you have a situation. But why this caller was calling was me and my wife, we go out and we run our errands. And sometimes we see drivers that are not wearing drivers that are wearing masks by themselves in the car.
Yeah, and my husband was concerned on what is their rationale?
Yeah, what's going through their head
That they're solo in a vehicle.
Yeah,
wearing a mask.
And then you see other drivers that are just straight raw dogging it. You know what I'm saying? It's just you have different perspectives and different types of people, and this is another awesome discussion. And this caller is saying that it's for comfortability.
He's saying it's a sense of comfort, or they enjoy the scent that's circulating in that confined, masked area.
So they're saying that they like their own smell, maybe.
Possibly.
Very deep. Okay, guys. Well, if you are one of those drivers that is in a car driving with a mask on, then, you know, we got nothing against you. You know, you just want to find out the rationale. So, all right, honey, next call.
We got another showering comment.
Let's see what they have to say.
Hi, Mike and Lauren. I'm just listening to the podcast now, and you wanted people to call in about how many showers they take a day. I typically take 2 showers a day, 1 in the morning and 1 at night, because in the morning I feel like it refreshes me and it helps me wake up. And then at night, no matter what you're doing, even though we're in quarantine, you still are doing, you know, whether it's gardening or stuff around the house, and you can still sweat, and it just makes me feel better personally to take another one before bed. So that's what I usually do. Just wanted to share it with you guys. My name is Allie. Keep killing it. Love you guys. And I listen to your podcast every week. Bye.
Aw, thank you, Allie. We love hearing that. We love you supporting us. And I love your perspective on the 2 showers a day. I applaud that.
Do you have the number ready for comments, questions, and feedback?
So that number is 732-898-0414, 732-898-0414. So give us a call, leave us a voicemail, let us know comments, questions, concerns, all things Here's the Sitch related, and my husband and I may possibly feature you on the next episode of Here's the Sitch.
Oh, yes. Well, we're just about almost through with this podcast, honey, and we don't like to finish any of our podcasts without some sort of motivational quote or saying, and I'm going to have to hit you guys with a real tip right now, and this is something that I do in my life, my wife does, our family, we practice this, and I saw it on social medias, and we will also post it on Here's the Sitch podcast Instagram, and it goes like this: stay away from still people, still complaining, still broke, still hating, still losing, still not making a change, still living in the past, still making excuses. Now, I love that right there because we live by that, honey.
We sure do.
Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Here's the Sitch with Mike and Lawrence. Until next time, I'm Mike.
And I'm Lawrence.
Take it easy, guys.
Stay safe, stay healthy. We love you guys, and see you next week.